This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's presidential office says at least one civilian was killed and three others injured in Ukraine in a 24-hour period. They say over that same period, Russian forces launched strikes on 10 regions in central and southeastern Ukraine and intensified fighting in the eastern region, the epicenter. Over the past few weeks, the office update as Russian shelling destroyed two technical university buildings in the city of Kramatorsk, which houses the local headquarters of the Ukrainian army. The Kremlin said Wednesday it had not received any proposals from Kyiv to halt fighting in Ukraine during the upcoming holiday period, and a ceasefire was not on Moscow's agenda. Christmas in Russia is celebrated on January 7th on the Orthodox calendar, and public holidays in the country usually extend from New Year's Day until after Christmas. The people of Ukraine have been awarded the European Union's top human rights prize for their resistance to Russia's invasion and ongoing war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The EU award, named after Soviet dissident Andrei Sakharov, was created in 1988 to honor individuals or groups who defend human rights. European Parliament President Roberta Metsola announces this year's award.
We meet to honor our 2022 Sakharov Prize laureates, the brave people of Ukraine, represented by their president, elected leaders, and civil society. Ukrainians who have already fought hard and sacrificed so much for their freedom and our values.
Metsola says ordinary citizens have stood up to face down Russian troops with nothing but pride as their weapons, adding, "We stand with Ukraine. We will not look away." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
From Washington, I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News. A search and rescue operation was ongoing in the English Channel off the coast of Kent in southern England to rescue a small boat that capsized in the freezing water, killing at least four people, authorities said Wednesday. Home Secretary Suella Braverman told the House of Commons a full statement will follow after an investigation is complete. Meantime, she spoke on the country's shared grief.
I know that everyone in this House and across the country will join me in expressing our profound sadness and deepest sympathies for everyone affected by this terrible event.
Thousands of migrants have relied on small boats to cross the channel in hopes of receiving asylum in the UK. The British government has been under pressure to stop people from paying smugglers to cross some of the world's busiest shipping lanes in flimsy vessels. U.S. President Joe Biden is marking the 10th anniversary of the nation's worst grade school shooting. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
December 14, 2012, 26 people killed at Connecticut's Sandy Hook Elementary. Most were 6 or 7 years old. They would have been high school juniors this year.
They had their entire lives ahead of them.
President Obama later called it his worst day in office.
And we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this.
10 years later, President Biden says the nation should have societal guilt for taking too long to deal with this problem. In a statement, he notes some progress against gun violence and says he's determined to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines like the ones used at Sandy Hook. Sagar Magani, Washington.
What a pleasure to meet you.
With cameras clicking and smiles on everyone's faces, the European Union and Southeast Asian countries on Wednesday commemorated 45 years of diplomatic ties at a summit overshadowed by political distractions in Europe, ranging from the war in Ukraine to a bribery scandal. EU leaders hosted counterparts from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, in a nod to Asia's economic rise. But it comes at a time of increasing difficulties at home. The 27-nation bloc is looking for trade and investment possibilities across much of the world, especially in emerging economies, after its economy was first battered by 2 years of the COVID pandemic before the war in Ukraine compounded the problems. The World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Wednesday he's hopeful that the COVID-19 pandemic will no longer be considered a global emergency sometime next year. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.